Blog Talk Radio.
FG Nation. Dougie Sutra.
Came to see this one today. We're in overtime.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Overtime Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, LL Cool Torrance. Make sure you guys follow us everywhere. Make sure you guys visit ifmsportsradio.com. The app is live tomorrow, July 1st, on Roku. So if you got a Roku, make sure you guys go out into the little app station and get the IFM Plus app. Make sure you guys are tuning in to everybody else that's coming along with us. You know, we got Sports Talk BT and Sports Talk Dave. We got the Women Love Sports 2. We got the Relax and Relate Show. And please forgive me if I'm leaving anybody else off. But, you know, make sure you guys tap in and rock out with us. But, of course, welcome back. It's Wednesday, 6 o'clock. And I have my first call-in interview. So welcome to Overtime, guys. I have the assistant head coach of the Pontiac A&T and the head football coach, Coach Starks, and I didn't get the head coach's name. I apologize, sir. But welcome to the show, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, and head coach, what's your name? I'm sorry.
That's Eccles.
Eccles, all right. Welcome. Got you. Welcome, Coach Eccles and Coach Starks. Are you guys both from Pontiac?
No, I'm actually from Detroit.
Okay.
And Coach Starks is from Detroit also.
Okay. All right. So, for a question for both of you guys, for Coach Starks and Coach Eccles, whichever one you guys want to take it first. So, how did you guys start?
Well, you know, I'm an administrator and dean of students at Austin Technology Academy.
Okay. All right. May have lost that connection there. So as soon as we get those guys back, we'll continue on with that interview. But?
No way.
Oh, you back?
You here?
Yep, I got you. Yes, sir. Can you hear me? All right, so like I said, we'll continue with the interview as soon as you get him back. But
can you
I'll
hear
start
me?
Out with yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. So like I was saying, I'm an administrator at ATEP. Superintendent wanted to start a football program, so she asked me to kind of help put it together and put, you know, the coaching staff together. So this will be our first year. We were supposed to start during the pandemic year, but of course we couldn't play. So this will be our first year of varsity football.
Okay. And I apologize. I thought it was, I'm guessing maybe I never knew the actual name. I thought it was Pontiac Arts and Technology. So I apologize for calling it Pontiac A&T.
No, yes, Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac.
Got you. Coach Eccles, how'd you get started?
Well, started coaching. Well, I've been coaching for coaching varsity for almost 3 years. So the last couple of years,
Hello. Are you able to hear me? Are you going in and out there, sir? Sorry about that. Coach Eccles, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir, I can. Sorry about that. But, pick up wherever you left off.
Like I said, my first job was at Denby High School in Detroit. The athletic director at the high school was my old gym teacher in middle school. And, you know, I had some background. You know, I went to the university, got a scholarship to the University of Minnesota. So he asked me to come on to the football staff and just help out. So that's how I got my start. I've been doing it for almost 30 years.
Word. So whichever one of you guys want to take it first, what is your coaching style? Like, I guess maybe offense, like, are you more like a open it up offense? You want to throw the ball, you want to run the ball, you know, you want to control the clock on offense and defense? Is it more about speed or more about toughness, or, you know, how you guys feeling on that?
I've always kind of see what kind of talent I have. Then from the talent level, it kind of decides on which way, you know, I want to go offensively and defensively. Because you might want to run a spread offense, but if you don't have those type of players, you can't run a spread offense.
Got you.
But basically what I like to do is, you know, run multiple formations offensively. You know, try to keep the playbook simple, but run multiple formations to kind of confuse the defense. And then it depends on how smart your team is. You know, you can kind of add stuff as the football season goes on. But I like to run to set up the pass, but the biggest thing is to try to run multiple formations to kind of confuse the defense.
Okay. All right. So, Coach Echols, if you can, on defense, like, what are you guys looking to do? Like, me personally, like, I was a real big fan of those early 2000s Baltimore Ravens, you know. So, I don't coach. I would like to get into coaching someday. But, and like you said, though, or like Coach Stark said, you know, it's about personnel, but I would like to build a team similar to that. You know, big defensive line, fast, big linebackers, and, you know, aggressive corners. So, like, on defense, like, what are you guys looking to, or what do you hope to have on defense? Or what kind of –
on defense.
Yeah, go ahead.
Defense,
I'm sorry.
On defense, we definitely want to be mean. So, by bringing up the Baltimore Ravens, that's a big part of where we want to be at, that kind of team. Flying to the football, being real aggressive, being able to communicate on the field with each other. So, any sports fans out there that knows football, if I would say a defense we would want to look like or mimic, it would definitely be the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even the Sioux Lions, which was one of the great defenses that nobody gave respect to.
That was a
tough defense. So the type of players we have as far as defense goes, we got some good linebackers, we got some nice safeties, we got some strong guys up front. So defensive-wise, we definitely want to be able to control the ball game.
All right, that's what I like to hear. What coaches or teams, like I just said, like if I were to ever get into coaching, probably, you know, ideally I want my team to look kind of sort of like a better version of it, you know, or a better team when they have one, the Baltimore Ravens. But like what teams or coaches would you say is your influence?
I could talk. I go back into the days, man. I don't know if a lot of people don't know about Bill Parcells. He's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
Bill Parcells is one of my favorites as far as a coach. Bo Schembechler for sure. Lloyd Carr. Michigan coaches, period, man. I'm a big Michigan fan anyway. So
hopefully you can get some big guys up front on both sides of the line.
We definitely got a couple guys that can move around and make some plays. Over here at Arts and Technology, we building a strong foundation. So we definitely want the city of Pontiac to come out and support us and get to know who we are. We plan on putting on some big games for our people out here in Pontiac.
Absolutely. When is the first game? Just out of curiosity, because I'm definitely interested in coming up.
First game is August 27th, we play in Mount Clemens. which is not that far from Pontiac. Just a little, what's that, east? East?
Yeah, that's just, the little Clem. That's just right up the way.
Yeah, yep, they right around the corner from us. So definitely all our people from Pontiac can go over there with us and support us. And support us to push us to get our first win. So our push right now is big on getting the people of the city of Pontiac to come out and support Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac, not just the football team, but the school as well. We got a great superintendent that is doing a lot of work for our young men to be able to grow in the sport of football as well as a student athlete. A lot of people don't know about Arts and Technology, but this is one of the ways they're going to get to know about us. This coach starts talking right now. A lot of people will get a chance to see me a lot of times. I'm the one that's always out in coach sent me out to go talk to everybody. I talk to the Pontiac Panthers, which is one of the youth teams in our community that's always a winning program. You got the 2-4-A Venom that's also in our community in Pontiac. So our old thing is to bring everybody close in the city of Pontiac to build a strong Pontiac brand, and that's definitely what RC Technology represents.
Absolutely, and that's the good thing, you know, because I came up, I wasn't in high school in the 90s, but I remember, you know, everybody around here remember that was probably when the Chiefs and Husky rivalry was probably at its peak around here. But, you know, in the early 2000s, those were my years. But, you know, and so far up to this point, it kind of seems like maybe it's tough getting both sides to come out. So, but now just, I don't know, you know, whatever happened, you know, since 2020 or whatever, it seems like Pontiac is just really ready to rally around anything Pontiac. So, you know, that should be real big for around here. That's what I'm hoping to see. I'm hoping to see a lot of, you know, a lot of the people that's, you know, they show up to sporting events out to some of these high school games.
If I'm not mistaken, the 2000-2001 team, Pontiac, I want to say Pontiac Northern, was the last one to win the state title. If I'm not mistaken,
basketball,
they won the state title.
Basketball,
they won the state title. So coming from Detroit, we really know the rich foundation that Pontiac has produced out here. So having the opportunity to come out here and build something up and become a Pontiac native ourselves, we definitely are putting our foot forward to build the Pontiac brand over here at Arts and Technology. I said our superintendent, Ms. Williams, she does a lot of work in the community as well. They can look on the website, Arts and Technology website. They can get all information on us. And they'll see that we have great, and this being our first year as a football team, we definitely plan on jumping out the gate and making some noise. We would love for the
absolutely
Pontiac to come out and get involved, man. We still looking for players. So if there's anybody out there that has kids that hasn't had a chance, 9th, 10th graders, juniors that haven't had a chance to flourish, they can definitely come out here with us. I don't know if anybody knows where we located. We right off the South Boulevard at Updike Road, 888 Enterprise Drive. We have a nice school. People can come in and get a walkthrough. I mean, man, it's a lot I could just go through, man, because I get excited talking about it. And
No.
It's definitely a great day to be at Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac Lions. We call it ATAP,
absolutely,
though. ATAP Lions.
ATAP.
For sure.
Got you. ATAP Lions. For sure. So this is another question for both of you guys. And thank you for that. You know, for all that useful information. Everybody out there, you know, kids, high school age kids, you know, if you're looking to get into some football, good activities, you know, make sure you guys check it out. Run it past Coach. You got him right here. Question for both of you guys. How far do you guys see yourselves going with this? Like, do you want to make it to college, you know, make it to the pros eventually?
As far as – you talking about as far as coaching?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, I'm at the end of my coaching career. Like I said, I've been doing this for 30 years. You know, I kind of came out of retirement because, you know, the superintendent wanted to start a football program here. But, you know, that's for young coaches. Like I said, I've been in this game a long time, you know, and, I've had some success at this level. But I've always just wanted to coach high school football. That was because, you know, at the high school level, you do a lot of teaching and you turn, you know, boys into young men. So I've never had an aspiration to go to college. You know, high school was always for me to go coach at Arkansas.
Perfect. All right. And,
For myself, I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm here at ATAP forever. We trying to build a strong program. So we're trying to have ATAP be around for a long time. We want some state titles. We want some league titles. We want to build a strong foundation. This is all the representation of the city of Pontiac. So I plan on being here. Like Coach said, he came out of retirement to get this thing started. I plan on being here for a long time until it's probably time for me to retire.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to both of you guys sticking around as long as you do so, please. Let's get the ball rolling on on a few of those banners on August 27th out there in the Clem. So thank you guys for that, of course. Thank you guys for letting all of everybody listening get to know you guys a little bit better. Do you guys watch basketball at all? You guys an NBA fan? All right.
Me and Coach was talking about it a little bit yesterday.
Okay. So
I don't know who Coach takes exactly, but I think Phoenix might have their shot at running the whole table.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, man. I don't like how they looked after that last game, but yeah, that's
tough.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, tonight's a different night, but we have a couple of segments that we do on this show. One of them is hashtag fact or forget about it. And that's just like, you know, truth or false or however you want to answer it. But fact or forget about it, is this an injury ring? Because, the Lakers been hurt. CP was hurt until he see that the Lakers was hurt, and then he wasn't hurt no more. But Denver is hurt. The Clippers is hurt. You know, Ibaka and Kawhi. The Jazz was hurt for a little bit. Philly got hurt. Boston is hurt. And the Nets was hurt. The Bucks is hurt. Then Giannis, they lost DiVincenzo. Then they lost Giannis, where he's hurt. And then, you know, Trae Young got hurt, missed the game. So will this be known as an injury? Or should this be known as an injury ring?
Oh. Yeah, I got a point. It is a lot of people that was injured this year. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember any of that. They're just going to remember who the champion was.
After a while, you're right. After a while, you're right.
After a while, it's going to be, hey, so-and-so won the 2021 NBA championship.
All right. So you say forget about it. It won't be known as an injury ring?
Forget about it. Yeah, forget about it.
Gotcha. Coach Echols, if you want to answer, fact or forget about it, is this the injury ring?
No, I was the one that said, you know, it might be right now, just like last year's championship, you know, the bubble and all that, you know, 10 years from now, nobody's going to remember that.
So my apologies. If I keep misaddressing you guys, I apologize. Both of you guys are signing the exact same through this phone line. But so Coach Starks, if you hadn't answered, I'm sorry. Fact or forget about it?
I would say forget about it.
All right. So just like, you know, I don't really. How do you feel? Like, do you guys agree that, you know, that most of these injuries or however it went this year was due to the quick turnaround?
That can have something to do with it. Was a quick comeback. It's kind of hard to say because, you know, you done had a couple years where we just had the year before that where it was a full season and Steph was hurt for the whole year. So those type of things happen a lot of times during the season. It just so happens it's happened. You had quite a few more players this season. Nobody was thinking about LeBron being able to be hurt that long or finally having an injury the same way it was what the year before where he was out for about 20, 30 games. So
yeah, when it's gone.
I would definitely say this was an injury-prone season because it was more stars that was hurt, way more stars than was hurt in the past years. Usually it's only about three or four guys. This year it was about a good six or seven.
It seems like there's more and more star players each year, though. Honestly, like, you know, it's, you know, some guys would get hurt, but it seemed like some of those whole season injuries was affecting more and more stars more recent. But I don't know.
You know, these guys ain't built like back in the day, man.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Built like
that's what they say.
Back in the day.
You know, even though, you know, that you got guys out here spending millions of dollars on their body, you know, even though those are the ones that you rarely see injured, but I don't really know what the cause of it could be. But real quick, if you guys, if everybody was healthy, who would you pick?
Lakers.
You pick the Lakers?
We both say the Lakers.
Got you. I'm a Lakers fan myself. I'm with you on that. So thank you for that one, guys. Great topic. Next topic, start them, bench them, cut them, of course. Self-explanatory, I believe, right? Greatest players edition, or greatest athletes edition, sorry. And the options for this one is Miss Serena Williams, Michael Jordan, and Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Let me say Serena Williams, Michael Jordan, or Floyd.
You start all that.
Yeah, you can, but you got to bench one. You got to start with one.
Oh, I got you. Between the three. I got it now.
Okay.
Michael.
You going to start Mike.
I'm going to start Mike. I'm going to bench Serena, and I'm going to cut Matt. I'm going to cut Floyd.
Okay.
You got to keep the sister in there, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Keep the sister in there.
All right, so that's y'all both riding with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both riding with that one.
And, of course, everybody out there listening, I know there's other players that we could have put in here. I just picked these three. And if I had to give mine, I think I'll say I'll start just because I can do it on this show hypothetically. I'm starting Serena, benching MJ, and I'm cutting Floyd. Only because Serena won while she was pregnant. That's the only reason why.
I didn't know that.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I've known some women that you know, that when they find out they're pregnant because they, you know, they feel awful, they're tired, you know, so you know they're not in their peak physical condition, and that's how they know. So, you know. So for her to go out there and she may have been battling some of that, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that is. That is. I didn't know that. I didn't know she won pregnant.
Yep. I don't remember which might have been Wimbledon. I don't remember which tournament it was, though, but it was one of them joints a few years ago. But thank you for that one. Good topic, of course. And then next topic, last topic that we have before we get to the break is hashtag fraud or for real. And we're going to take it back to the NBA and fraud or for real, the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, fraud or for real.
Fraud.
Yeah.
And
the topic is, or the subject is, Phoenix Suns.
For real.
For real. For real.
All right. How for real would they be if everybody was healthy?
I still think they'd have gave everybody a run for their money. I like the young boy. What's the other young guy's name?
Devin Booker.
I like him. He's a ball player. They're a good team. Of course, their run would have been a little more difficult, but I think they would have been in the mix. I'm not saying, you know, I picked the Lakers. It's not like they'd have just ran over Phoenix. I think they'd give anybody a run for their money.
All right. And now, since both of you guys picked the Lakers, I don't know if both of you guys are Lakers fans, but how do you feel about the comparison between Devin Booker and Kobe?
I don't know about that. Devin Booker is good, but he's not Kobe.
I ain't Kobe.
He's not Kobe.
See,
nah.
And that's I really like Devin Booker, man. But I don't know.
If you compare him to Kobe, then that means you compare him to Mike. You compare him to the greatest. I mean, Devin Booker can sit in the same room with LeBron James.
Not yet.
Oh, Devin Booker still got to surpass Dwayne Wade, man.
You can't make those comparisons yet, but he can play. He can play.
But he ain't no
Kobe. I'm with you. I can see where they get it from, though. I'll be honest. Like, I can see, you know, and maybe some of it is because, you know, a lot of his moves, they look the same. And that's because, you know, he went to the Kobe Bryant camp or whatever it was, or the Mamba camp or whatever that was. So, you know, I can get it. I see where they're getting it from, but no, I don't agree with it. One of the main things I really hate is, like, whenever they talk about it, some people bring up the 70-point game, and that was a great game. You know, I would imagine it's incredibly hard to score 70 points in the NBA. It's hard for me to score 70 on a video game, you know what I'm saying? But they got 70 the same. Like, they was, you know, calling timeouts and fouling and doing other kind of crazy stuff. And I think they lost that game. So it was like they did all that just for the sake of him saying he got 70. Great, you got 70, but it was like, I don't know, man. Like, y'all should just, you know, chill with some of the comparisons, right? But thank you guys for coming on with me for the first half. You guys can stick around for the second half if you want. We're gonna take a break. I'm gonna if you guys have any social medias or any projects you guys are working on outside of that, anything you want to shout out?
No, just shout out Arson Technology Academy of Pontiac, man.
Awesome.
Like I say, Arts and Technology at Pontiac.com. Look up the school. You can Google it. Check us out. Especially all the people in the surrounding areas, mainly Pontiac folks. We'd love for the Pontiac folks to look us up and learn about us. Arbor Hill folks, because we're right across the street from them. We next door to Bloomfield, man. We're trying to build a strong school district. So we appreciate you having us on, man. This is big for us. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thanks. No, thank you. Thank you, guys. It's big for me. Like, first calling, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again to head coach Echols and assistant coach Starks. Thank you again for coming on to the Overtime Sports Radio Show. Check them out. First game out in the Clem. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We'll be out at the tournament game. Sports Talk with D-Angle, second annual.
Battle of I-75.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there to show our support to the event. We'll definitely be out there. We'll be out there with a table, anybody that want to sign up, but mainly to support the event for the community.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys come out. Come out to the Battle of I-75, the second annual. 392 East Montcalm, Pontiac, at Oakland Park. Looking for the date here, but
July,
yeah, make sure you guys come on out to that. Go ahead. What was that?
It's July 17th is the date.
July 17th, Oakland Park, Pontiac, Michigan. Battle of I-75 teams, all the way from straight out of Pontiac, but all the way from Saginaw, Detroit, and Flint. Make sure you guys come on out. Check out the FM Radio fam there. Check out Pontiac Arts and Technology coaching staff. All right, and while you're at it, make sure you guys, if you're on YouTube, check out the new movie, Plugged In, Plugged Out, by CBETV 248 on YouTube. Once again, that's Plugged In, Plugged Out on CBETV 248 on YouTube. Check out, it's starring the boy Tommy Jack and Ed Ratt. And just watch it, man. It's an interesting movie, man. Check it out.
That's all good. That's all good.
All right, I guess we're going to break.
Side. Rock. It's a motherfucking trash man, laying niggas rotting in the trash can. Stay up in the house, you don't wanna be a bystand. Itching for the murder like a nigga got the lights head. Pumping on the angel dust until I got the light head, bitch. Wicked, wicked, I can get so wicked with the shit. Death blunt, nigga, nigga, I'ma take a hit. Buried in your grave, scratch you off the hit list. Blow the waves like birthday cake, nigga, be careful what you wish. Bodies drop like some shit.
What's up, it's your favorite podcast duo, this is Brandis,
and this is Shelly, and we're Her Dot Story 101.
You can catch us live on Fridays at 8 o'clock, make sure to follow us on IG, but for right now, you're tapped in with the Overtime Sports Show.
You already know who this is, it's DJ I-75, Mike, Roadrunner Extraordinaire, you rocking with the Overtime Sports Show.
All right, that was the quickest break that we ever had here. Thank you guys for sticking around with me. Welcome back to more Overtime. So, lead off the second half, start out with a little bit of as I was scrolling. Miss Serena Williams got injured in the Wimbledon tournament. She's my pick for the greatest athlete. Just because of that pregnancy thing, I don't even care. People that can do cartwheels and dunk the ball. And dunk three and four basketballs at the same time and jump over Akia Sol and jump over Blake Griffin. I don't really care. But they can't do it pregnant. So shout out to Serena. Hopefully a speedy recovery. There is a stat out there that that however many athletes after they give birth, like the win numbers aren't the same. So hopefully she'll be able to be one of the first ones to, you know, get rid of that stigma. Next up, shout out again to ATEC, and that's head coach with the football team, head coach Echols and assistant coach Starks. But Pontiac's own Isaiah Jackson is a highly regarded prospect. So shout out to that young man. He went to Waterford Mott. But Roll Call Sports Network says that Isaiah Jackson is the 6'10", 205-pound forward from Kentucky. Going into this year, Isaiah was the lowest-rated recruit in Kentucky's class. The expectations were low. However, when asked about his biggest surprise was at an open practice, Kentucky coach Don Calipari said that it was Isaiah Jackson. Isaiah is your typical block and rebound machine. He gets off the ground fast, has a 7'5" wingspan, quick, especially for his size, and can get up there like few others. Last year for the Kentucky Wildcats, he posted 8.4 points, almost an assist a game, 6.5 rebounds, more than 2.5 blocks, and he was right around. He was almost 55% from the field. I remember hearing about him, and I didn't know that he was this kind of player. I remember people saying that he was kind of like a Kevin Durant. But no, that's not him. Or maybe they were speaking about Imani. But I don't know. Shout out to Isaiah Jackson. He's getting a lot of recognition. The NBADraft.net, or I'm sorry, CBSSports.com has him going 12 to the Spurs. So, you know, shout out Shaken Pontiac to be an NBA lotto pick. Hopefully we'll be able, you know, maybe somebody can maybe we can get him to talk to him on an Overtime Sports Radio show. One of the next headlines I saw as I was scrolling is Chauncey Billups named Portland's new head coach Will they start over? Will Portland start over? Maybe not. I don't think this is a start over move, but there's people that believe that Dame is going to want out. I think that's kind of whack though, because like, why y'all get to say that for him? Like, he ain't saying nothing yet. He might say something, but he ain't saying nothing yet. So it's kind of like, you know, damn, like, y'all ain't even giving him a fair chance. Y'all already was trying to, you know, bring up some other stuff. I don't know much about it, so I'm going to stay away from it. But, you know, y'all already trying to bring up that about the, you know, about Chauncey and stuff. But, and then this Dame going to ask out. Like, how y'all know? He already said, I don't like Chauncey Billups or something. Now, if he don't like Chauncey Billups, I don't blame him. I don't like Chauncey Billups either. I don't like any of those Pistons from back then. That was back when I hated the Pistons. If I just told somebody earlier today, I was just talking with somebody earlier today, And, you know, I still blame – I blame those Pistons. I blame the 04 championship Pistons, the going-to-work Pistons, for making Kobe snitch, getting Shaq traded, and dismantling the Lakers dynasty. If Shaq and Kobe had stayed together, they – you can't tell me they don't get eight. At least seven. You can't tell me they don't get eight, though. Because when Kobe took – when Kobe went on his meteoric rise and he took that crazy, you know, to prove, show and prove to anybody or whoever, whatever he was doing, if he would have had – all he needed was somebody else. If he had Shaq there throughout the whole time – now, I'm glad that he did go to Miami. He did end up winning one with Dwayne Wade. But can you just imagine – even Shaq at his decline was still 20-10, you know, 18-9 and a little bit. That and that Kobe, man, come on now. They wouldn't even need a Paul Gasol. We would have never seen if those going to work Pistons never beat the Lakers, we never see Jumaine Jones in a Lakers jersey or a Lakers headband. if any of y'all remember Jumaine Jones, that is the thing that I hated most about Jumaine Jones. He wore number 20. Like, I hated number 20. I hated his headband. I hated Jumaine Jones. You never get to see Smush Parker. We never, ever have to know what Kwame Brown would look like in a Lakers uniform. Now, however, with that, we might not ever get an 81 game or 81-point game from Kobe. But, you know, three or four or five more championships, you know, maybe you don't want the 81-point game, right? But, yeah, I don't know. I got a long way from Chauncey Billups, huh? But shout-out to Chauncey Billups for getting a head coaching job. Let's see if it's going to work. I think that if Portland had a player, if Portland had Clint Capella, they'd be in the Western Conference Finals if the matchup shake out. They'd be playing Phoenix if the matchup shake out in the Western Conference Finals. They just need somebody else to do, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that Dame can't necessarily do. You know what I'm saying? CJ, I hate that everybody say that him and CJ can't work, because I think they could work if they just had, like, one or not. You know, Clint Capella ain't even – I don't think he made an All-Star team yet. So – just add a not even all-star player that's not Andre Drummond, and who knows where they'd go. So hopefully he won't want that. That would suck. Now, Dame could get mad at Chauncey Billups if Andre Drummond wanted to come there because of Chauncey. If he was like, I'll take the veteran minimum and come to Portland and play with my mentor Chauncey Billups, then I will understand that Dame was like, nah, cause you got to get me out of here. I'm out. But yeah, once again, shout out to Chauncey Billups. Next topic or next thing, next headline that I saw as I was scrolling on Twitter, SportsTrack says that Lionel Messi's 4-year, $674 million contract with Barcelona officially expires today. And that fuels speculation that his 20-year run with the club will be coming to an end. And they're saying that he might be able to negotiate somewhere else tomorrow. I only put this on the topic list. Because that breaks down to 168.5 M's, my guy. Like, that's a lot. I played soccer in kindergarten. That made me think, like, I probably would have never been able to get to 168.5 a year. But maybe 168.5 overall. That ain't bad. Should I take that? That's a lot of money, man. Shout out to Lionel Messi for getting that cheese, man. I remember, do y'all remember when David Beckham signed that it was like a 5-year, $250 million contract? And everybody was like, wow, that's crazy. $50 million. Right. 168 of them things, nigga. But this episode of this week's Sports Talk with Lions fan, ESPN.com, says Barry Sanders feels that this regime is different. He says that Dan Campbell and this regime, it feels different. He says Detroit feels different. A light chant of Barry, Barry, Barry broke out at Detroit Golf Club as spectators and participants were introduced Tuesday for, I don't read that part, but whatever. He's just saying that of all the Lions stuff that he had been around and he didn't see, he said this feels different. Of course, I hope so. I'm expecting so. I think that we all should be expecting so, right? But, yeah, let's get it, man. Shout out to Barry Sanders for saying, but at least giving us some positive press out here. Because I did see a headline saying that they ranked, shout out to Detroit Lions on the Prowl, which you can catch me on this Friday morning at 11 a.m. for Free For All Friday. Shout out to my guy Jim and my guy Kurt and my guy Mike Jones over there. But they had a topic today when they were saying that somebody ranked Dan Campbell the 31st overall coaching prospect. And because he ain't never been a head coach or whatever it is. But it just seems like it's always, like if you ever need a bad team to talk about or somebody to put at the bottom, they just put the Lions in. The articles be short, like in the little mock drafts or in the, free agent destination type deals. And maybe I get it, but it's always that kind of, we don't never really get a whole lot of positive press. But thank you for Barry for, hopefully swinging it the other way. A real quick MLB note, the New York Yankees are in fourth place in the East, AL East, I believe. There's debates on if there'll be buyers or sellers at the deadline, and that's at the end of next month, end of July. All I say is this, I don't know what's going on, but, man, y'all bet. If they could reel off 20 real quick, and I feel like nobody would, everybody just be like, see, because everybody knows the Yankees can do, they just ain't doing it. So, start doing it, guys. I don't know if anybody listening would like to call in, go ahead and use this time now to call in and talk to your boy right here, right now. Use that phone number. Use that number, 515-605-9898. Call in, talk to your boy. But going to do a little bit of Hawks-Bucks recap. Ice Trey sat out, or he missed game four. But the Hawks looked good the entire game. Lou Will didn't really even start heating up until late in the third, or like middle of the third quarter. It was like a team effort. Horter was getting off a little bit. John Collins was doing his thing. Clint Capella was, Clint Capelling. But everything changed in the middle of the third quarter when Giannis came down and his knee went the wrong way. Good thing is they said no structural damage or anything like that, but he don't have a deadline to come back. So that's unfortunate. Of course, any team would need their best player, but, I think that the Bucks really need Giannis. Just another injury to add to our list, I guess. But I guess the question is, will Giannis return? I think he will. I think he might miss a game, and he can go out and play. I think that he could still play a game with a hurt knee and have a major contributing role. He would have to play a lot different than he's used to. He had to play more so like a power forward, like an older school power forward. But I think that, I think he could do that, or maybe we'll see if he can do it. But can the Bucks survive without Giannis? That I'm not so sure, man. I don't know. Maybe Chris Middleton had to, start going for 40, and he showed that he might can do it. So Drew Holiday had to help, Bobby Portis had to stop trying to body slam people and actually, want to make more layups. So let's see. Game five is tomorrow night, I believe, Thursday. So we'll see about that. we have Suns Clippers in game four. Well, that was game five, sorry. Is it game five? Tonight is game six. But Paul George stepped up and did a lot of what everybody says that he should be able to do. Good for him. I like when he plays good. And, yeah, of course, like the people on the internet say, it's always quiet when Paul George plays good. Yeah, it's quiet. Nobody's going to make funny memes about players when they play good. You only get funny memes when you play bad. And they usually do that a lot. So there's a lot of funny memes made about him. But he played good. He played much better than he has recently, especially in that last game. But tonight, Suns lead the series 3-2. Will the Suns complete the series tonight? If they don't, I believe that it's over with. If they don't win tonight, they're not going to win the series. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. But I feel like, yeah, I stick with that. If they don't win tonight, they're not going to win the series because I feel like Kawhi really is a cyborg. And by the time game seven roll around, they would have replaced his knee socket or whatever his little cyborg piece for his knee or whatever is hurt. I don't even know if it's his knee. Is it his knee? Quad or something like that, whatever is hurt. They replace that, and then he's going to come back and be Terminator. And they're going to be like, damn, cuz, we should have beat him. And then everybody's going to say Ty Lue is the greatest coach of all time because he do what Doc Rivers can't do and not lose three. No, I'm sorry, because he didn't have a 3-1 lead. He can't. So he would be the greatest coach because he came back from 2-3-1 lead. So. But, yeah, I guess talk more about Paul George playing good. If y'all watched the game, I don't know if anybody out there watched the game, like, or if you just see the highlights, like, and maybe this is good for him, but, like, there was nobody on him. Like, every good thing that he do, it's like, it's a wide-ass open run to the limb or to the rim, or he knocked down a wide-ass open jump shot. And, you know, the team's intensity was down from tip-off, it seemed like. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a hater in this case. If I'm a hater, I don't mean to be, so I apologize. So, but whatever. Shout-out Paul George, man. Shout-out to Game 5P. So that's because who's to say? What if the Suns did lay an egg like that? I'm still not picking the Clippers though, because you know the Clippers gonna clip. The Clippers gonna do what Clippers come to do, and that's you know muck up some stuff. But yeah, if anybody out there, if you're listening, go ahead and call in. Use that phone number. 515-605-9898. The internet is in an uproar because they're saying it's going to be Patrick Beverley versus who did they say? Dang it. Patrick Beverley versus somebody in the finals. Dang, who was on the other side? Chris Middleton. Patrick Beverley versus Chris Middleton in the finals. Would y'all watch that finals? How many games would that go? Who would win that series? If it was the Clippers led by Patrick Beverley or a.k.a. Patrick Beverages or versus the Bucks led by Chris Middleton, I'm still not picking the Clippers, so regardless of my feeling, I don't even really hate Chris Middleton. I just didn't think he was really that good. But, you know, I guess maybe he showed me wrong. I used to share that clip or that segment from the Overtime Radio Show on WTMN TV on YouTube. But we had a segment, was Factor, Forget About It, where Giannis would stay in Milwaukee. And I said he should leave because Chris Middleton ain't good enough, and that's who they rely on. That's who they are making him rely on, and the team around him wasn't really that good, you know, collectively. Like, yeah, they look good, but, you know, same with the Atlanta team with the Budenholzer coach. Like, yeah, but what y'all going to do when y'all need to get it done? And we saw that. But they made a couple of big-time additions, one especially in Drew Holiday. You know, I like Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday I don't, was he an all-star in his rookie year or like, or his second? He was an all-star real young, or he was, you know, he had a solid career in my eyes. He was like showing maybe he was going to be like a superstar or something like that in his first few years. But speaking of that, like a almost superstar, a superstar in the first 2 years and disappeared. What? I shouldn't say that because Deron didn't disappear. But Tyreek Evans, like, whatever happened to Tyreek Evans, man? Anybody know? Like, he played for the Pacers a few years ago or something, and he was like, you know, he was like they sixth man, but that was it. He came out the gate, he was like 25-5 or something, and they was, you know, he got all of the comparisons, you know. They were saying that the only players to do it was like LeBron, was him, LeBron, and Oscar Robertson or something. In their rookie years or something like that, and he was like, "All right, y'all, I can do it." Shit, he wanted to show y'all that he can play basketball for a season. But we wrapped up. We're getting to the end a whole lot sooner than I expected. Do any of you guys out there watch the WNBA? I've seen somebody brought this up because I don't even remember a young lady's name, so. But shout out to the WNBA because there's players over there that's tearing it up. But I guess we'll end with this. If you had to choose a player that you hated to win a game for you, who would it be? If anybody out there listening, go ahead and call in, but I feel like that's an interesting topic. Because I hate a lot of great players, and I hate them because they're great. Like, I don't hate them because, I mean, I do hate some players because they suck, but I usually hate players because they're great and they usually play good against the teams that I like. So a player like Tim Duncan, Tom Brady too, but Tom Brady, I feel like some of that hate because I feel like he's still a little bit overrated, but something like that. Brett Favre. Brett Favre overrated too, but, you know, all the great players. The only one that's not overrated that I hate is Tim Duncan probably. So that didn't take long at all. But I thought it was going to take a longer time for me to get to something. But, yeah, I picked Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was not a center, or not a power forward either. So that's the debate. Call in right now, 505 or 515, whatever the rest is, to debate me on if Tim Duncan is a power forward or not. I say not. He played more like a center. He played more like Shaq and Dave Robinson than he did anybody else. He guarded Shaq, and he didn't guard anybody, so that's a weak point. Shout out to Tim Duncan. Annie, I seen a post saying somebody, when he was younger, he thought Tim Duncan was strong just because of the sheer amount of fabric that he wore. And they had all the pictures, like, he had all the big old shirts on, and he had on two shirts and pants and big shoes, like, dang, man. But, you know, I guess that's how you guess when you the man like that and you got a whole bunch of money. You don't care. So I see how I dress, and I don't have all that money and stuff, so, you know. Do your thing, Tim Duncan, the big fundamental. I was watching the Inside the NBA last night, and this is the Bogdanovich or whichever one is in Atlanta, the Vich from Atlanta was talking to Shaq, and he said that he heard or he saw that back in the day they called Shaq O'Neilovich, and he started to hit, or whenever he would hit free throws. So I don't even know why I brought that up, but I thought O'Neilovich was funny. But that Shaq, I don't know, man. Shaq said himself, though, if he would have made, I think he got the record for like 6,000 or 5,000. He got the record for missed free throws or whatever it is. And they said that, or he said, or whatever it is, somebody, if he would have made 1,000 more, he'd be the all-time leading scorer. So if he would have missed just one-fifth less or one-sixth less of his entire missed total, he'd be the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Let that sink in. Shaq didn't have a jump shot. He could go both hands, but he didn't use them. He could shoot the hook shot. He didn't want to. It didn't seem like he used them. So I really do like the Shaq being on TV and stuff. People give Shaq his proper respect, but I think it might have came once he was on TV more. Cause people like to mention players like Wilt and George Mikan and stuff like that were great. And maybe they are great, but, you know, I don't think they should be mentioned the same sentence as Shaq or Tim Duncan or Hakeem Olajuwon or anybody like that. But, yeah, so just got the alert that we're getting close to the show. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry for the flow for today. Next show will definitely be better. We'll be back, and there'll be more overtime. Follow us everywhere, WTMN World. Visit the site, WTMNWorld.com. And since we're on IFM, WTMN stands for Welcome to My Network, you know, where you can get everything because we have all eclectic tastes in content. We have a cooking show. We have a fishing show. You know, we have a sports show. We have a show about cannabis responsibility. We have all these nice, great informational tools and resources right there on WTMN. That's Welcome to My Network TV on YouTube. Welcome to My Network .world.com, the website, and Welcome to My Network World everywhere on social media. Follow us, interact with us. Events coming in August. Visit thepandilla.com. Visit thepandilla.com. Control the game. Get a new T-shirt. Shout out to my guy, Dougie. This is our thing. Go ahead and order. Order now. We'll drop it off to you. We'll put that thing in the mail. Make sure you let us know what size you need. Shout out to IFM Sports Radio, IFM Nation. Shout out to everybody over there. Shout out to my engineer. Peace out. Out.
All my Harlem, my BK. Back of town, baby. Lennox Ave. Yo. About to spit hospitable, physical, things are getting critical. The way cats playing is despicable, pitiful, unoriginal, damn it's miserable. I'm a businessman, I ain't trying to be lyrical, damn it's a miracle. Thought y'all were veterans, with your flow is ill, huh? Mine was your medicine, now you in the game, lame, sound the best you've ever been. Play right, I catch you late night, player like Letterman. Get 30 down, now your actions begun, acting in front, baby, I protect your gun. Cars impounding, New York, let's stop biting and start writing and start mountains. When the hell we start bouncing? We stack ounces. Fake a cat, start clowning. We spark rounding.